Well, sir, can I help you?
Hi, I just got your email for the camera phone.
Yes, sir.
I think I want to buy one. You know why?
Yes.
Because of the consumer, they call us. We're the people to buy.
Second, sir, make sure you have service in the area.
You know, everyone else is out to sell some kind of merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
We run to the boss and tell him we need a bit more gold, right? Some tax deductions later, but we still wind up in the hole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, sir, let me tell you something about the phone, okay?
Okay, you know where the people run in the race?
Excuse me?
You know where the people run in the race? We're buying up the bargains in the old marketplace.
Yes.
Okay. I responded to the email because there's another sale on something. We buy it while it's hot.
Okay.
We spend a lot of money we don't got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah, we save a lot of money spending money we don't got.
Okay, yeah. Sir. Let me explain something with the phone, sir.
Sure.
Okay.
I'd like to hear that. You know why? Because the consumers, they call us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're fussy about what we eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's like we look at the price of T-bone steak and buy hamburger meat. You know, like all those fancy packages we take down from the shelf. They're always full of good fresh air when they're not full of nothing else.
Okay.
That's true, isn't it?
Wireless, how may I help you?
Yeah, I just got your email for the camera phone.
Yes, from the Ericsson T300?
Yeah, I think I want one. You know why?
So why?
Because we're the people running the race.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
We're buying up the bargains in the old marketplace. If there's another sale on something, we'll buy it while it's hot. We save a whole bunch of money spending money we don't got. Like, we save a lot of money spending money we don't got.
So you want the Ericsson T300, which
yeah.
was planned?
Yeah, because that's the one that came in the email. You know why?
Because it helps us spend money you don't got?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Consumers, they call us, and we always get a fair shake.
Uh-huh.
Like, we buy a fridge, and it doesn't freeze, or a stove, and it doesn't bake. We can't buy nothing lasting, lest we get that raise in pay. And then they'd only charge us for more things that cost us less today.
And what's your first name, sir?
Stompin' Tom Jr.
What's your last name?
Well, it's the consumer, you know? They call us the consumer.
Okay, so do you have a last name?
The consumers call you, right?
Yes.
The consumers call you and they call us. And we're always deep in debt, you know what I'm saying? So like from buying drawers in the discount stores and fixing the TV set. We go to the bank for money, sign up for another loan. Now we pray that the Lord doesn't see us stop in the tavern halfway home. Are you with me?
Wireless.
Hey, yeah, I just got cut off.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
And what city are you calling from?
Prince Albert. You ever get people calling you asking if you got Prince Albert in a can?
No.
That's good, because he might suffocate.
Is this from Canada, sir?
We Canadians are the people running the race, you know? We're buying up the bargains in the old marketplace, just like you Americans. There's another sale on something, we buy it while it's hot.
Yes.
We save a lot of money spending money we don't got.
What you're gonna have to do, sir, you're gonna have to fill out the application online
we save a lot of money spending money we don't got, right?
Yes, we do.
We save a lot of money spending money we don't got. Am I right?
Yeah.
We save a lot of money spending money we don't got.
Okay, sir.
We save a lot of money spending money we don't got. Hallelujah.
Sir?
Why don't you give a shout out to Stompin' Tom Connors?
Okay, I will when he calls.
Okay, right now, give a shout out to Stompin' Tom Connors?
Sure, why not?
Okay, come on. Shout out to Stompin' Tom Connors.
Okay, sir, I have to go now.
Come on.
Okay.
You gonna give a shout out to Stompin' Tom Connors before you go?
A shout out to Stompin'. What's his name?
Shout outs to Stompin' Tom Connors.
Shout out to Stompin' Con. Whatever.
No, it's like shout out to Stompin' Tom Connors.
Shout out to Stompin' Tom Connors.
Thank you. Hey there, kids. There we go. That's the proper microphone to talk into. Hi. I'm new at this. I've only been doing this for 6 years. I'm your old pal, Stu. I'm here at 9 minutes after six on a Wednesday here on CKW to bring you, once again, the weekly installment we call The Twang Trust. Yes, it's the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Yes, antihistamine and decongestant. We need them both tonight because we got a cold. So we'll be hacking and sneezing and coughing and horking up phlegm and all kinds of fun tonight. So you stay tuned for all that and more.
Every day I go to sleep in the afternoon, and I wake up by the light of the moon. Then I grab my gal and we go downtown. We're drinking our favorite saloon. We leave there at 4:30 or until they kick us out the door. Then we drive back home and we settle down. This is what we've waited for. Drinking beers and flipping stations, it's my favorite recreation. Watching Beaver Cleaver mash and Gomer pile. My remote control is handy. There's Barney open Andy. And my Bible is the latest TV guide. I bought me a color TV. And I called the cable company. I got every single station from around this big old nation. Now I'm as happy as can be. I buy all the latest videos, so I can see all my favorite shows. It records all day while I sleep away. Oh, I never miss a single episode. Drinking beers and flipping stations, it's my strongest inclination. Watching I Love Lucy Cheers and Mr. Ed. My remote control is working. There's Liz and Richard Burton. And my Bible is the latest TV guide. My car's in dilapidated shape. And my house, it sure ain't no estate. But I'm aware of my needs, and I meet them well. Golly, my TV's great. I got bills piling up that I can't pay. Getting farther in debt every day. 'Cause I can't hold a job, I'm becoming quite a slob. But my TV can take my blues away. Popping beers and flipping stations, boy, that's relaxation. Watching football, hockey, golf, and the Twilight Zone. My remote control is handy. There's Barney, Hope, and Andy, and my Bible is the latest TV guide. Oh yes, my Bible is my latest TV guide.
Aha! Yes, indeed. A little chestnut from Mr. 13111. That's what he went by back in the day. Yeah, 13111. Old 13111 was actually just inducted into the Georgia State Music Hall of Fame just the other day, along with his old bandmates in this group that he used to be in. Yes, 13111 used to be the drummer for a little outfit known as R.E.M., It's true. Yes, that was Bill Berry from a solo 12-inch single that he put out. Oh, what year was that thing? I don't have the thing actually with me. It's like 86-ish. Somewhere around there. Yeah. Yeah. See, I just found this out recently. I always wondered why he went by 13111. What does that have to do with anything? Where does that come from? It's got to have some sort of significance, but what is it? And, you know, I've had this record since 1986, and I don't know. I never did hear a reason why it was called that until recently. See, what you got to do, go write down that number, 13111, and don't use your best penmanship. And sort of squint and look at it. And what does it say? It says Bill. That's right. That's right. The secret is out. Hi, kids. It's your old pal Stu here on the Twang Trust. Yes. My Bible is the latest TV guide. It's true. All the shows are starting up again. It's September. The TV season is back underway. I watched 47 hours of Law and Order last night. Wow, it was fun. And the fun continues. Yes, indeed. Apparently, there's a Stompin' Tom movie on. The one from 1973. Excuse me, I have to cough. there. That was better. That Stompin' Tom movie from 73 is on these days on the Encore Avenue channel somewhere. It's apparently on at 7 p.m. tonight, but I think it's Encore Avenue 1. There's two Encore Avenue channels, and I know I only get number 2. It's, the Stompin' Tom thing is on channel 1. So I don't know if you get that or not. But anyways, you can check it out 7 o'clock if you want to. We heard the Spam Avenger before the big theme song from the Bring Your Own Plank Calgary Does Connors album. Yes, the Spam Avenger doing, of course, the consumer. That's what they call us. Yeah, well, there's another cough. I'm going to be doing that all night long, so get used to it. But first we'll do this. Here's a guy who was in town last night. Wow, we're too late to help him out at his show, but we're going to play him anyways. He was at the West End Cultural Center last night teaching everyone how to play accordion. I don't know, were you there? I wasn't because I'm sick, but I would have been. I would have liked to have gone and learned how to play the accordion, or at least I would have gone and learned how to sing a song with a phony drawl.
There's a certain way of talking that is done down in the South. A certain way of slackening certain muscles in your mouth. Please don't be confused to think that I am from there, though. 'Cause I was born and raised in Southern Ontario. Phony drawl, my phony drawl. Nothing I do can shake this phony drawl. Like a broken tape recorder or some kind of brain disorder. Nothing I do can shake this phony drawl. Well, I do it when I'm on the stage or in the studio. I do it when I've been drinking, and sometimes when I go down to Dixie for a visit. I've been there a couple of times, but it disappears like magic when Revenue Canada is on the line. Phony draw, my phony draw. Do you shake this phony draw? So I sing about guns and horses, not my university course. Nothing I do can shake this phony draw. Okay, there's a heavy pressure part of the session, the big solo. Gotta play like a Nashville cat. See, it ain't that hard. Now, in the third verse of a song, you gotta wrap it all up. That's what I'm gonna do here. Yeah. Now, maybe it's 'cause way back yonder, in my younger days, my mama took me to one too many Tennessee Williams plays. Or maybe it's 'cause I can't fight and this draw makes me sound tough. Or maybe it's 'cause who I am just ain't interesting enough. Phony draw, my phony draw. Shake this phony draw. Should've stopped before I begin it, 'cause actually there ain't much money in it. Nothing I do can shake this phony gospel ending draw.
Hi, this is Fred Eaglesmith, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Stick it in your ear.
I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about the way you walk. I'm thinking about the way you talk and the things you do. Thank you.
Evelyn. I remember that neon night was my first time, my last time. I was just 16. Evelyn, your skin was like the wind that blows through Texas in hurricane season. You were so much older, Evelyn. Evelyn, that Cadillac neath that streetlight sure seemed like a good idea at the time. And when we found that gun on the passenger side, your eyes sure lit up then, Evelyn. My love for you is like a match you strike, and it burns the whole town down. I could spin lightning in my hands. I could never turn you around. You're so wild, Evelyn. Evelyn, that box we buried in the railroad yard, I wonder if there's any money left. And if there is, could you send me some so I could buy me some cigarettes? Could you ride me back this time, Evelyn?
Yeah, his drawl's phony, but we love him anyway. Mr. Fred J. Eaglesmith, who will be in town coming up next weekend. Yes, indeed. Let's see. Saturday, next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, at the West End Cultural Center. Or you can go see me in Grand Forks the day before that. Yeah. But you could see Fred coming through again. That was, well, there's two songs from him there. Both those songs date back to the period of his album Lipstick Lies and Gasoline. Oddly enough, both those songs are brand new releases in some form. That song right there, called Evelyn, I remember him doing that song at the West End when he was touring the Lipstick Lies album. It's just now been released on a DVD that I'm sure you'll be able to pick up at the Fred Show at the West End next weekend. It's called the Small Beers Tour. It's an acoustic thing that he did over in Europe, and it's a pretty neat thing. About half of it's music and half of it's Fred telling his stories, which is you know, it's debatable as to which half is more entertaining, but a great little number that I was glad to see finally got an actual release. Before that, a little thing called Thinking About You, which was on the Lipstick Lies and Gasoline album back in the day. Now it's on a soundtrack album, a soundtrack from the original motion picture, Broken Bridges. Yes, yeah, starring our old pal, Mr. Toby Keith. Mm-hmm. Fred and Toby together again. Why this song is on this album, I have no idea. No idea. I don't even want to think about it. Maybe we'll ask Fred when he comes through. We'll say, Fred, why are you hanging out with Toby Keith? And he'll give us some answer, and we'll shake our heads and walk away. I don't know. I don't know why. But if he makes a buck, what the heck? That's the Buddhist way, huh? Yes. Shows. We're in the middle of just this amazing glut of shows here in the Peg. There's a bunch that just happened. Of course, Jeff Berner singing about his phony drawl. Wonder who he was singing that song about, We probably should have looked into it and then, like, played the artist right after that song. But I don't know. I have no idea. Who else is from Southern Ontario? Southern Ontario. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, Jeff Berner was last night at the West End, and then last weekend at the big Jim Cale Theater, of course, the Weaker Thans. Wow, that was a fun show, huh? Were you there? Were you part of that big hometown crowd filling up the old Jim Cale Theater? That was nice to see. Although, you got to admit, let's face it, I'm sure if you were there, you'll agree that the George Resnick trio pretty much blew them out of the water. Yeah, I think everybody's talking about that. But the boys did good. And they did this song here. This is gonna start off a set of rock, just because I wanna.
Count to three and grin. You smile and let me in. Sit and watch the wall. You paint it purple. Speech will spill on space. Our little cups of grace. Pauses rattle on about the way that you had that snow fence break. The blood, the metal of those hearts that you always end up pressing your tongue to. This store-bought way of saying I'm okay, and you've learned how to cry in total silence. We're talented and bright, we're lonely and uptight. We found some lovely ways to disappoint, but the airport's always almost empty this time of the year. So let's go play on a baggage carousel. Set our watches forward like we're just arriving here from a past we left in a place we knew too well.
shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
And roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in the Peg.
Yes, indeed. Danny Michel there rounding off our little rock set there that we started off with the Weaker Thans from Left and Leaving. We heard Watermark. Then we heard something brand new from Ms. Joan Jett and her Black Hearts. The album is called Sinner, and it's a great freaking record. Seriously. You know, I think my two favorite records this year so far. I don't ever play on the show. Well, except I just did there. But my two favorite records so far aren't really all that high and lonesome. It's the Twilight Singers' new album and this Joan Jett album. They're currently my two favorite albums. It's crazy. I may have to start a new show. I don't know. But we heard Riddles from the new Joan Jett record with her background singer there, Mr. Bush. What do you know about that? And then we heard Danny Michel, who just, well, just gets better as a performer. I think it's official now. Danny Michel is officially the greatest live performer on the planet right now. Now, you might say somebody writes better songs and sings better and plays guitar better and all that stuff, and I won't maybe disagree with you, but if you think there's a better entertainer out there anywhere, sorry, you're wrong. Danny is awesome. He gets better every time he plays. It was just a gem of a show at the West End last week. Yes, yes, indeed. Although the only problem with Danny putting out new albums is he has to drop all your favorites from the old ones as he goes along. And oddly enough, here we just played a song from his new album Valhalla. That's my favorite song from the album, and he didn't play that one. What a guy. He needs to play more often. He needs to play like he needs to play every week, really. I think he should just do that. Play a different city every night, constantly, so he could play here every week. It'd work for me. It would. Anyways, that was Danny Michel. Save It from the new album. Danny's big encore number was a goofy one. Boy, it was a goofy one. And it's going to start off this next set, actually. This is going to be the big War of the Lame-Ass Elvis Movie Songs set. Yes, indeed. Danny did this song. When I heard it, I should have recognized it, but I didn't. I asked him about it later. I asked him, where did that song come from? And it's an Elvis song. He did this one. It comes from the soundtrack of the movie Girls, Girls, Girls. I'm sure it's a favorite of yours, a favorite of mine. It's a little number called Song of the Shrimp that he covered. And I tracked down the original by Elvis, and wow, it didn't sound much like Danny's version at all. And I can think of another instance where that happened to an Elvis movie song. And we're going to hear that, too. That we're going to hear the cover and the original. And unfortunately, we don't have a recording of Danny's version of this song. But closer scrutiny revealed that one of Danny's heroes actually recorded this shrimp song not too long ago. Somebody who's coming to town in a little while, as a matter of fact. Mr. Frank Black, yes, from the Pixies fame. Well, not his most recent one, because he's got a brand new one out, but the one before that called Honeycomb, he actually covered Song of the Shrimp on there. So that's obviously where Danny got it from, because I know he's a Frank Black freak. So Danny didn't mention that, of course, the other night. He's just talking about Elvis like he's hip enough to dig out old Elvis movie songs. No, he's not. He's just stealing them from Frank Black. Although, quite honestly, Danny's version was far weirder and superior to Frank's version, I must say. Frank's version isn't actually all that much different than Elvis's. I mean, it's a little bit, but, there's irony going on there, I guess. But we're going to listen to him anyways and see what you think. But, of course, we have to start off with the original. The one, the only. Yes, the Big E.
I saw three shrimp in the water, two were old and gray. I swam a little bit closer and I heard the third one say, goodbye, Mama Shrimp, Papa shake my hand. Here come the shrimp boat for to take me to Louisiana.
Here come the shrimp boat for to take me to Louisiana.
He showed his mama and papa shrimp newspaper he read, an invitation to all the shrimp, and this is what it said. Free ride, New Orleans, stay in Grand Hotel, meet Creole gal who help you come out of your shell.
Meet Creole gal who help you come out of your shell.
I should live to be 90, I will never forget the little shrimp and the song he sang as he jumped into the net. Goodbye, Mama Shrimp, Papa shake my hand. Here come the shrimp boat for to take me Louisiana.
Here come the shrimp boat for to take me Louisiana. Here come the shrimp boat for to take me Louisiana. Here come the shrimp boat for to take me Louisiana. Here come.
Hey y'all, it's just the Big E and me, Aunt Joyce here, and we wanted to let you know that you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in wonderful Winnipeg.
I saw three shrimps in the water. Two were old and gray. So I swam a little closer, and I heard the third one say, goodbye, Mommy Shrimp. The Papa shake my hand. Here comes a shrimp boat for to take me to Louisiana. He showed his mama and his papa, 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 papa. The shrimp newspaper he read, in there the advertisement to all of the young shrimp said, be right in New Orleans. Stay in Grand Old Town. Me Creole girl to help you out of your shell. Goodbye, Mommy Shrimp. The Papa shake my hand. Here comes a shrimp before take me to lose. His poor mama and his poor papa, papa, papa. I've not heard from him yet. Last time I seen his smiling face is when he jumps to the net. Goodbye, Mommy Shrimp. The Papa shake my hand. Here comes a shrimp before take me to here comes a shrimp or four, take me to Louisiana. Here comes a shrimp or four, take me, I take me.
Yeah. Sing a song, but when a dream is calling you, there's just one thing that you can do. You gotta follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. You gotta follow that dream to find the love you need. I keep on moving, move along, I keep on moving. Gotta find me someone whose heart is free, someone to look for my dream with me. And when I find her, I may find out just what my dreams are all about. I gotta follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. I gotta follow that dream to find the love I need. I gotta follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. I gotta follow that dream.
I'm going to send this next song out to anybody who has ever dreamed about being Elvis Presley for 24 hours. Me too. This one's called King for a Day. TV sets and act like I was mad. I'd yell for Ed and Sonny and say gas up my airplane and fly it down to Tupelo just to feel the rain. King for a day. King for a day. Hey, get out of my way. Yeah, I'm a federal agent, man. King kid Galahad, but I'd be cool and mean. I'd wear an old flat-top guitar that I would never play. And I'd call Bill Black and Scotty Moore and give them both a raise, King for a day. Wrote this song, I just read a book about Elvis Presley. Actually, I read an article in a magazine, and it was, a book sounds more impressive, I guess, but, anyway, this article was about this guy who worked for Elvis, and his name was Hamburger James, and, his whole job, in addition to just standing around with Red and Sonny and saying, right on, E, and that's right, E, and you got that right, E. Anytime Elvis said anything. In addition to doing that, his whole job was to, whenever the king wanted a cheeseburger, was to go buy cheeseburgers. Say, hey, James, go get some cheeseburgers. So that was his whole job, and he got a paycheck every week for that. What the hell are we doing? But anyhow, Hamburger James ended up in my song here, and he's coming up in this next verse. So you'll recognize him right away. Now if I had 50 Cadillacs, I wouldn't need no Percodan. Just a Memphis High cheerleading team and a backseat one-night stand. And when it's time for supper, man, the king, you don't think twice. Just get me two cheeseburgers, James, and a Coke with lots of ice. King for a day. King for a day. Send that ketchup my way. King for a day. Now long about midnight, with my fantasy complete, well, I'd do a few karate kicks and I'd shoot my last TV. I'd find that golden one-way phone and I'd ring up Jesus C. And I'd say, put your daddy on the phone, just tell him it's the king. Day. Hey, tell that man upstairs I think I wanna stay. King for a day. Yeah, have him call up Colonel Tom. Let's renegotiate. King for a day.
Hi, this is Amy Rigby, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
King for a Day, title track to a little record by a fella by the name of Jason Wilbur. Jason Wilbur will be in town tomorrow night at the Pantages Playhouse Theater. You're thinking, how could a guy fill the Pantages Playhouse Theater that I've never heard of? How can Jason Wilbur possibly fill that place? Nobody knows who he is. Well, he's playing guitar for somebody who you do know. Mr. John Prine. Yes, John Prine is in town tomorrow night. Jason Wilbur is playing guitar with him. And I'm sure he's going to have a couple of his own little discs here on hand you can pick up if you want to know a little bit more about old Jason. Yes, Jason's been playing guitar for John Prine for a while now. And he does his own thing, too. And it sounds like that there. Yes, indeed. King for a Day. Before that was the king himself. Yes, we heard that was part two of the big War of the Lame-Ass Elvis movie songs set. Yes. Follow That Dream was round two. Elvis versus Bruce Springsteen. Yes, Bruce Springsteen recorded live in Stockholm, Sweden in 1981, doing an unbelievably haunting version of that song. That was actually the first time I'd ever heard that song, was when Bruce did it live. And I thought, wow, that was amazing. I got to track down the Elvis song, and then I did. And it was like, what? I don't know. I don't know how Bruce got that out of that Elvis song, but But boy, if he wasn't the boss before then, he was the boss then. I don't know. Before that was Elvis versus Frank Black and Song of the Shrimp. Yes, indeed. You can find that on the Girls, Girls, Girls soundtrack, or you can find it on Frank Black's Honeycomb album from just last year. Yeah. And look at that. Oh, my goodness, we're late for the entertainment guide. We've got that coming up for you right after these words from our sponsors.
So, you live here. Do you love it? Would you ever leave it? Either way, we want to hear from you. Here's the deal. Tell us what matters to you, and you could win an iPod Nano or Made in Manitoba music prizes. Just go to spiritedenergy.ca and fill out a simple survey. We listen, you listen. How easy is that?
Open to all Manitobans, one entry per person. Details at spiritedenergy.ca.
Manitoba, spirited energy.
CKUW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Yes, CKUW's Entertainment Guide. That's what it's time now for. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So, Music in the Market concert series, still going on every Thursday. Well, for the next 2 weeks anyways, in Old Market Square. Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow is Rami Mays, our old pal Rami Mays, along with her pals Jackson Haldane and Tom Foti. Yeah. Old Market Square tomorrow at noon. Be there. And the next week, I believe, is the very last week of that whole thing, featuring the Perms. Yeah. But go see Rami tomorrow. And we're going to talk more about her later. Yes, indeed. Exciting news about that. What's happening over at Times Changed, High and Lonesome Club? Well, hey, speaking of Jackson Haldane and Tom Foti, well, tomorrow night the D-Rangers are playing Times Change. Friday night it's Stony Point, and Saturday it's the Jake Prakes and Percy Tuesday. And tomorrow, yes, indeed, tomorrow, the big show at Pantages Playhouse Theater, Mr. John Prine returns to Winnipeg. Along with guest Dan Reeder, you can still get tickets for that one at Ticketmaster. This Saturday, September 23rd, the legendary Shack Shakers, Bloodshot recording artists themselves, will be at the Pyramid Cabaret with guests the Farrell Brothers and the Rock Doras. A rockin' and a billion show, if there ever was. Tuesday, September 26th, that's next week, this Tuesday coming up, CKW and the Winnipeg Folk Festival present Billy Bragg at the Ramada Conference Center. And the day after that, Wednesday, September 27th, 1 week from tonight, is Amy Milan at the West End Cultural Center. Yeah. Thursday, September 28th. Oh, this is exciting. My boys, Elliot Brood, opening up for Corb Lund and the Hurtin' Albertans at the Ramada Theater. That show sold out. But fear not. Fear not, because the day before that, that same night as Amy Milan at the West End, my boys, Elliot Brood, will be here. Here, yes, here, live on the Twang Trust. So tune in for that. Saturday, September 30th, Fred Eaglesmith coming back to the West End. And the same night, post-Fred Eaglesmith, Winnipeg's only rock and roll band, the Hazy Pilgrims. The Hazy Pilgrims lay waste to the cavern on Osborne Street there. Yes, indeed. A good way to cap off a night of Fred. What else happened? Well, the Canada-Palestine Support Network, Winnipeg, Peace Alliance, and CKW present the Middle East Cauldron, War, Resistance, and Canadian Foreign Policy. It's a panel discussion featuring York University Professor of Political Science Greg Albo and others Friday, September 29th at the Winnipeg Press Club, located in the lower level of the Ramada Marlborough Hotel, 331 Smith Street in Winnipeg. Doors open at 7, admission is free, but donations are welcome. The Graffiti Gallery celebrates its 8th anniversary with Neighborhoods, an art show honoring the neighborhoods we work in and the elements that create community. Featuring live DJs and artwork by Cam Nickel, John Schledowitz, Sarah Smith, Sean Moran, Dave Wittick, Ryan Brianjelson, Stephen Wines, John Small, Mike Valcourt, Dustin Leader, and many more. The show opens Thursday, September 21st from 8 p.m. till 12 midnight at the Graffiti Gallery, 109 Higgins. What else happening? Oh, CKW presenting the Junior Boys and guests. Friday, October 6th at the Pyramid Cabaret. Tickets available at Into the Music, the Urban Bakery, and Custom Culture. And, The Who. Yes, The Who are playing MTS Center on October 3rd, Tuesday. You can still get 10th row, for Pete's sake, although it'll cost you about $8 million. This is exciting. This is Rami Mays. She's got her brand new CD happening, and it's being released officially Friday, October 6th at the West End Cultural Center. Rami Mays will be here live in the studio on the Twang Trust on the Wednesday preceding that. Yes, so that would be what? If Friday's the 6th and Thursday's the 5th, that would mean October 4th, the day after The Who. Rami Mays here on the Twang Trust. Yeah. And then you can go to Regina and see the Stones, and you can stick around and see the Detroit Cobras at the Pyramid, and blah, 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 blah. Too much going on these days. Too much. How do you keep track of it all? Well, you listen to the Entertainment Guide here on CKW. And if you'd like your event placed here, sorry, there's no room. There. Enough of that.